all the top five teams, the point values for Hour 44 and Question 1 of Hour 46 of Trivia 44 after Trivia Focus.
Where's the Trivia Focus? There's always supposed to be a Trivia Focus.
Hey, Doc, this is Mikey from 90FM. Would you like to do Trivia Focus?
Yes, we would.
What's your team name?
Oops, I unplugged the Wi-Fi.
Oops, I unplugged the Wi-Fi. Very nice. How did your team get that name?
Well, we accidentally unplugged the Wi-Fi.
What Looney Tune character best describes your team and why?
Probably Taz, because we're also eating everything in sight.
That's a good way to go. How would you describe the Oz?
Great and powerful.
If you were Pepe Le Pew, how would you seduce others?
Probably with my stench.
Oh, haven't been able to shower?
No.
Summarize this year's contest in 3 words.
Only use Google.
Only use Google? Very nice. And has that been working out for you?
No.
Oh. What's your team slogan?
I'm faster than 80% of all snakes.
Can you say that in a British accent for me?
I'm faster than 80% of all snakes.
Oh, that was really good.
Yeah, thanks. I do it every day pretty much. So.
Nice, nice. Many people think ACME stands for a company that makes everything. What does it really stand for?
A coffee-making espresso.
What's your theme song? What's the tastiest radio station in this whole universe?
90FM.
All right, thank you. For Trivia Focus, I'm Mikey. Thank you for playing Trivia 44.
Trivia Focus is provided by Dairyland Cycle Insurance, a Century Insurance company. To find a local Dairyland Cycle agent or get a quote, visit DairylandCycle.com or call 1-866-324-7952.
You're listening to Trivia on 90FM, WWSP Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the Trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. Ministry St. Michael's Hospital, creating a brighter future for the past 100 years. Proud to be part of the Stevens Point community at ministryhealth.org. The Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local. And to succeed in today's world, you need a plan. At Travel Guard, we offer employees the tools and opportunities to achieve. It's success inspired. Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. Visit TravelGuard.com today.
And the winner of the grocery bag giveaway from Triggs on Academy Drive Stevens Point for Hour 45 is Crocodiles. Once again, the winner is Crocodiles. To pick up your prize, bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with your team ID number label in it to 90FM Studios located at 1101 Reserve Street. Now here are the team standings as of Hour 44. In fifth place with 6,260 points is Graduates of a Lesser God. In fourth place with 6,790 points is Tin Man. In third place with 7,340 points is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. In second place with 8,000 points is Dad's Computers, 35 Years of Trivia. And in first place with 8,545 points is Festivus for the Rest of Us. Here are the point values for questions in Hour 44. Question 1 is worth 10 points. Question 2 is worth 20 points. Question 3 is worth 10 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 20 points. Question 7 is worth 25 points. And question 8 is worth 155 points. Once again, point values for questions in Hour 44. Question 1 is worth 10 points. Question 2 is worth 20 points. Question 3 is worth 10 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 20 points. Question 7 is worth 25 points. And question 8 is worth 155 points. Now on to question one of hour 46. During the opening credits of a big screen flick, we are treated to a stunning classical piece of music. While a variety of landmarks pass the camera's eye, including everyone's favorite sandwich shop, Hoagie City. What is the name of this movie? Once again, question one of hour 46. During the opening credits of a big screen flick, we are treated to a stunning classical piece of music while a variety of landmarks pass the camera's eye, including everyone's favorite sandwich shop, Hoagie City. What is the name of this movie? Good luck.
Touch me.
We're on question one, hour 46. During the opening credits of a big screen flick, we are treated to a stunning classical piece of music while a variety of landmarks pass the camera's eye, including everyone's favorite sandwich shop, Hoagie City. What is the name of this movie?
She comes on like a rose, but everybody knows she'll get you in touch. You better not touch.
More than I did. More than I did.
Late at night while you're sleeping, more than I becomes a creeping around. She's pretty as a daisy, but look how mad she's crazy. She'll really do you in if you let your skin.
Poison ivy, poison ivy.
Late at night while you're sleeping, poison ivy comes a creeping around.
Measles will make you bumpy, and mumps will make you lumpy, and chicken pox will make you jump and twitch. A common cold will fool ya, and whooping cough can cool ya.
Poison ivy, Lord, will make you itch.
Gonna
need an ocean now. A Palomar lotion now. You'll be scratching like a hound. The minute you start to mess around.
Poison ivy.
Creeping around.
Measles will make you bump it, and mumps will make you lump it, and chicken pox will make you jump and switch. A common cold will fool you, and whooping cough will cool you.
But poison ivy, Lord, will make you itch.
You're gonna need an ocean of calamine lotion. You'll be scratching like a hound.
Mess around.
Poison ivy, poison ivy.
Late at night while you're sleeping, poison ivy comes creeping around.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
Phones down, phones down. Back, we're going to be ending question one of hour 46 during the opening credits of a big screen flick. We are treated to a stunning classical piece of music while a variety of landmarks pass the camera's eye, including everyone's favorite sandwich shop, Hoagie City. What is the name of this movie? The answer, Trading Places. Once again, the answer to question one, hour 46, Trading Places. Moving on to question two of hour 46. Get out your copy of the new Trivia Times. Turn to picture number 8. Call in and give us the first and last name of the hairy, fluffy shirt and bead-wearing performer in picture number 8. Once again, question 2. Get out your copy of the new Trivia Times. Turn to picture number 8. Call in and give us the first and last name of the hairy, fluffy shirt and bead-wearing performer in picture number 8. In the middle of question 2, hour 46, get out your copy of the new Trivia Times. Turn to picture number 8. Call in and give us the first and last name of the hairy, fluffy shirt and bead-wearing performer in picture number 8.
Let's go! Oh, let's go!
Phones down in the back. We're going to be ending question two of hour 46. Get out your copy of the new Trivia Times and turn to picture number 8. Call in and give us the first and last name of the hairy, fluffy shirt and bead-wearing performer in picture number 8. And the answer is Buddy Miles. Once again, answer for question 2, hour 46, Buddy Miles. We're going to be moving on to question number 3. According to promotional advertising, where, oh, where can you find the ever-popular Stack of the Art pancakes? Once again, question number 3 of hour 46. According to promotional advertising, where, oh, where can you find the ever-popular Stack of the Art pancakes? Question 3, hour 46. According to promotional advertising, where, oh, where can you find the ever-popular stack-of-the-art pancakes? Good luck, trivia players.
Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter.
Ain't no mountain high enough, ain't no valley low enough.
very popular stack-of-the-art pancakes? The answer, Perkins. Once again, the answer to question 3, hour 46, Perkins. Moving on to question 4 of hour 46. According to the spine of the fictional claymation book Super Dude, what is the first initial and last name of the author? Once again, question 4 of hour 46. According to the spine of the fictional claymation book Super Dude, what is the first initial and last name of the author?
Oh, yeah.
In the middle of question 4, hour 46, according to the spine of the fictional claymation book Super Dude, what is the first initial and last name of the author? Good luck, trivia players.
Kentucky woman, she shine with her own kind of light. Look at you once in a day, that's all wrong, that's all right. And I love her, God knows I love her. Kentucky woman, she gets to know you, she got to own you. Kentucky woman, she ain't the kind that gets turned up a drop of her name. Something inside that she's got turned you on just the same. And she loves me. God knows she loves me. Kentucky woman, she gets to know you. She got to own you. Kentucky woman, I don't want much. Good love's there beneath my feet. Gentle touch from that one girl, and life is sweet and good. Ain't no doubt I'm talking about Kentucky woman. She gets to know you, she got to own you. Kentucky woman, I don't want much. Lord, there's beneath my feet a gentle touch. That one girl and life is sweet and good. There ain't no doubt I'm talking about.
Phones down. Phones down in the back. We're going to finish up question four, hour 46. According to the spine of the fictional claymation book Super Dude, what is the first initial and last name of the author? The answer is P. Rickle. Once again, the answer to question four, hour 46, P. Rickle.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery, presenting new Cider Boys Peach County Hard Cider. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. The University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. And Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department.
I am Oz, the great and powerful.
Good afternoon, Joe. How's it going?
Doing great, Oz.
Yeah, that's terrific. I have to do some work here.
Solid.
Okay, I want to thank the Pepsi-Cola Bottlers of Wisconsin Rapids, 2430 Jefferson Street in Rapids. Cobb's Foods at 1500 Pinecrest Avenue, Stevens Point, 344-2290. Great Expectations, 2541 2nd Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, 423-3190. Excellent food. Yes. This is our food.
So good.
Cameron's shaking his head, yes. And Joe's, and I'm, it's great stuff.
It
okay.
Is.
And Cellcom Communications at, on Division 101 Division Street. They're at 755-344-3341. Yeah, 341.
Yeah.
3341. I'm a dunce. I can't read. And a couple of things. We're going to throw a couple of questions out.
Throw them. Throw them out of here.
They'll wind up in the pitch. Hour 44, question numbers 7 and 8. Hour 44, questions 7 and 8 are X'd out of the contest. Both of them were question number 8 was incorrect, and question 7 was had some misinformation in it.
Misinformation.
And I'd like to take this opportunity to thank this group of phone operators that are back there.
Man, they're a loud bunch.
Who have no discipline whatsoever.
You can even cheer in that, you know.
I know. 90FMers that are back there and support people for 90FM. Amber Riddell, who you heard this morning from midnight till 4 a.m., also does the Club Wisconsin program here on 90FM. And, okay, so we got that. And Dylan and Emily and Callie, who are volunteers at 90FM, okay, and came in to answer phones. We appreciate that. My Saturday Morning Freak Show partner, Roger McFarland, is back there. And I the only thing I fear about him being back there is that he'll start breaking into a story while he's answering the phone line. And you know, that just happens with him. Also have from WSAU News in Wausau, the Metroplex just north of us, Ray Newpest. And Newport up there, and he is back there answering phones.
Very
he
nice.
Always does a great interview with me on the week before trivia.
Yeah.
Because he knows the questions I want to answer.
Uh-huh.
And even if he doesn't ask me them,
yeah,
like he'll ask me a question and I'll answer what I want, what I think he wanted, you know, what I think I should be answering.
Yes.
And so it really, he doesn't even have to ask me anything. I just give him garbage comes out of my mouth and...
This is not a rare thing, however.
No, no, no. Heavens, no. And Rebecca Simpson and Jared Olson,
yeah,
who are old 90 FMers. You know, they're old. What are you, Jared, about 80? Okay, anyhow, he graduated last year, and so did Rebecca. And, oh, no, he graduated 2 years ago. You know what? I don't really keep track of his scorecard, okay?
That's okay.
All right, he's gone, good riddance, and that's that.
Bad rubbish.
That's right. Jeremy Thompson is a glassblower in Stevens Point
Whoa,
here.
Cool.
And he's back there lending his talents on the telephone, which is a lot different than blowing glass. From what I understand, I'm not sure, but, you know. Let's see. Who's this guy? Oh, John Goss and his
wife.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know him, John.
Oh,
actually, and for those of you watching on television, it's the guy that looks like Larry David.
Yeah.
Okay, it's and Larry David.
He pretty much runs the station.
Yeah,
keeps
yeah.
Going,
yeah,
so.
Yeah. And also from the Chronically Wasted band, Orlo. And his wife graciously considered to come along with him. And, you know, I hate to tell you this, Orlo, but way nicer than you deserve. Anyway, that's that. Also, someone who stopped in a little while ago, and she was around here for us. She usually comes in, and this year she had other plans. Senator Julie Lassa came by.
Oh, excellent.
And she was she answered phones for a little while Larry David was out feeding his face. You know, what can I say? I don't know. I don't know.
She's a busy lady.
Yes. And who else is here? Oh, Marika Penterman, who just won world competition in cheese. She's won a world prize in cheese for her Gouda cheese, onion garlic Gouda, which she had in back there. And it's all of the cheeses she had there are incredible. They really were. And there's hardly any left, so when you get a chance there, Marika, could you go cut some more cheese for us, please? Thank you. And, no, seriously.
No, it's
no.
Really good. It's
hey,
really
get your
good.
Mind out of the gutter,
I don't
Joe.
Know what you're talking about,
okay.
Oz.
And let's see. Who else do we have here? Vanessa Ryan from WDEZ Radio. Thanks for coming in, Vanessa. Rhonda Sprague, who's the head of the communications department here at the university. And for those of you that don't know, the communications department at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point is a small subdivision of 90FM. And finally, and you see, they let me on the air and they forget to give me my medicine before I get on. I just don't understand. It's all John Gaza's fault. And finally, our extremely talented and extremely well-liked and all-around cool guy, Chancellor of the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, Bernie Patterson. Bernie, thank you so much for your support of 90FM. The first day I met him and we got to talk, and he has been totally 100% supportive of 90FM, and which... You know, how can you help it? This is a great place.
Indeed.
So thank you, all of you, and let's get around to trivia. You want to try catching up now?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll do my best. We're going to be on to question 5, hour 46. According to a spoken segment of a song and dance number, what is the cloak of a beautiful girl trimmed with to add a dash of drama? Once again, question 5 of hour 46. According to a spoken segment of a song and dance number, what is this cloak of a beautiful girl trimmed with to add a dash of drama?
Coming like a heart attack.
Now we're on question 5 of hour 46. According to a spoken segment of a song and dance number, what is the cloak of a beautiful girl trimmed with to add a dash of drama? Good luck, trivia players.
I'm gonna go back to the house, hear that woman's mouth,
make you cry, tell me that I'm lying about a job
that I never could find.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, ba-do, 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 sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la.
Down in the back, we're going to be ending question number 5 of hour 46. According to a spoken segment and of a song and dance number, what is the cloak of a beautiful girl trimmed with to add a dash of drama? The answer, monkey fur. Once again, the answer to number 5 of hour 46, monkey fur. Moving on to question 6 of hour 46. Talk about creative talent. This fictional character is credited with creating both giant Jenga and tiny Twister. What is the first and last name of this creative genius? Once again, question number 6 of hour 46. Talk about creative talent. This fictional character is credited with creating both giant Jenga and tiny Twister. What is the first and last name of this creative genius?
I've been lonely too long. I've been lonely too long. In the past. get me. Gliding through this world of beauty, everything I do brings ecstasy. Oh, yeah, I'm so wonderful, I could die. I feel like I'm about to take my life. Been lonely too long.
Been lonely too long.
Lonely too long.
Been lonely.
If I'm not somebody,
been lonely.
About creative talent, this fictional character is credited with creating both Giant Jenga and Tiny Twister. What is the first and last name of this character? Others called him the Black Prince. But one team fan who was not happy with the change called him an old baldy. What is the first of this? Once again, fans and sports writers took notice of a major change in hairstyle of a professional tennis player. Some referred to him as the Pirate King. Others called him the Black Prince. But one team fan who was not happy with the change called him an oldy baldy. Codger, what is the first and last name of this tennis professional? Question 7 of Hour 46. Both fans and sports writers took notice of a major change in hairstyle of a professional tennis player. Some referred to him as the Pirate King, others called him the Black Prince. But one team fan who was not happy with the change called him an oldie baldy codger. What is the first and last name of this tennis professional?
You ain't gonna rock and roll no more. Yaggy yank.
Don't know that.
Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that stuff out with that room. Get all that garbage out of sight. Or you don't go out Friday night. Yaggy yank.
Don't know that.
You just put on your coat and hat and walk yourself to the laundry.
Question 7 of Hour 46. Both fans and sports writers took notice of a major change in hairstyles of a professional tennis player. But one team fan who was not happy with the change called him an oldie baldy codger. What is the first and last name of this tennis professional? The answer. Question 7, Hour 46. Andre Agassi. Moving on to the last question. 8. Six. Get out on that dance floor and shake a leg. What is the name of the hit song which specifically mentions the twist, the stomp, and the mashed potatoes? Question 8 of Hour 46. Get out on that dance floor and shake a leg. What is the name of the hit song which specifically mentions the twist, the stomp, and the mashed potato?
An English fair one evening. I bought a lovely bunch of cake and I small ones, some of his give him a twist, a flick of the wrist, that's what the showman said. I've got a lovely bunch of cake and I every bar you throw will make me rich. There stands me white, the idol of me life, singing very, very ball, I think. Every ball you throw will make me rich. there stands me wife, the idol of me life, spinning barely, barely, ball a penny a pinch. All together now!
Roll a ball!
Harmony!
And phones down in the back. We're going to be ending question 8, hour 46. Get out on that dance floor and shake a leg. What is the name of the hit song which specifically mentions the twist, the stomp, and the mashed potato? The answer, Let's Dance. Once again, the answer to question 8, hour 46, Let's Dance.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery. Point Nude Beach Summer Wheat Ale is back in season. Portessi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portessi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. And the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities. Vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable. Pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today.
Good afternoon with 90FM News. I'm Dana Sheffin. Philadelphia is getting ready for a supersized game of Pong. The classic Atari video game will come to life on the facade of a 29-story skyscraper. Hundreds of built-in LED lights at the Cirrus Center will replicate the familiar paddles and ball. The effort is the brainchild of Frank Lee, a Drexel University game design professor. Pong will be played on April 24th to bookend an event called Philly Tech Week. I'll have a look at Central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant.